That's our very own Julie Black, 7 Day Fool. And this is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane on Zoomer Radio. I'm Liz West, filling in for Sam.
And I'm Jane. And it was a subtle change, but a bold move when at the NBA All-Star Game on Sunday, Toronto's own Julie Black changed the first line of O Canada from our home and native land to our home on native land. Have a listen.
Oh, Canada, our home on native land.
Oh, her voice gives me goosebumps. The new lyrics have received a largely positive reaction on social media, but will Julie's revision stick and become official? She's on the line with us now. Julie, thanks for making some time.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us what led to you making that small change.
Wow. Well, this is an opportunity that was years in the making, and I realized that, hey, I'm going to be in America. Yes, the world is watching, but it just didn't feel as risky because sometimes Americans don't really, you know, they don't really look at us as any sort of threat or thing. So I felt like I was kind of falling in the background, in a sense. This is a jewel from Utah. It's in her hometown. So I was kind of like, wow, this is an opportunity to make this statement. And I spoke to friends who are Indigenous. A close friend, Roy Perot, who's also on my management team, is Indigenous. And we had that conversation. And I wanted to know how they would feel, you know, because I don't want it to be anything that was showboating, look at me. It has to be zero about Julie, you know. And then a good friend of mine, his name is Omar. He goes by the key of O, a brilliant singer. I was trying to figure out what key I wanted to sing it in. And I said, sing it, send it my way, just sing it. You know what I mean? And he was in the same mindset. Like, what? You know when you're looking for signs? Mm. I was like, if that's not confirmation, I don't know. And he sang our home on native land as well. Huh. I'm like, okay. And I tested it out on a morning show just quickly. I didn't do the whole thing. They're like, could you give me a sample on live TV? And everyone paused like, and I said, okay, I have enough support. And I went with it.
Julie, I'll tell you, first of all, you killed the song. You did a beautiful job. And we hear the national anthem sung before sports events all the time. You did a really good job, so much to be proud of, and what a great opportunity. What would you like to see happen now?
Oh, wow. I would love to see a continuous dialogue as to, you know, what, for example, we move to changing the In All Our Sons command to In All of Us command. But I almost feel like we kind of went too far into the anthem without addressing the first line.
Mm. Yeah, right? Interesting.
And so, yeah, that's something I really thought about. Yes, gender rights and how you know, all of it matters, and I'm about that life. I recognize that my parents came from another country, and I'm first-generation Canadian. I'm on someone and on Indigenous people's land, and that has to be something that I think, I don't think changing the lyric alone is going to be enough. Because I also don't want to be like, okay, it's changed, and there isn't any else being done about, you know, sanitation, about education, about, you know, all the mental health in Indigenous communities. There's so much more to do. But I really hope that the conversation, this is a fire starter for change that will be eventual and then permanent.
Julie, that change you're referencing from In All Thy Sons Command to In All of Us Command, that was 2018. So no revisions since then. Have you had any conversations since Sunday about making the change official? Has Prime Minister Trudeau rung you up? Anything like that?
I know, right? Well, you know, Mr. Trudeau, Mr. Justin, who I've known since I was like 18, so it's interesting. He knows how to reach me. I'm like, holla, Justin, if you need me. hasn't reached out as of yet, but I did hear from Ben Mulroney. You know, I'm hearing from people in the space. That's like, you know, kudos. It's needed. Thank you for being bold. You know, all the things. And so hopefully something that, and I'm not looking for an Order of Canada. I'm not looking for anything extra, right? I just want to be a part of the change. I want to walk my talk.
It is a brave mood, and we do count on artists to sort of push the envelope, which is what you did. You were also at a pretty phenomenal event. How was the NBA All-Star experience?
The NBA All-Star experience was next level. Super fun, white glove. Like, they're an they're a serious organization.
Yeah.
They have to approve three outfits.
You know,
even
you're
though
kidding.
I saw some outfits, I was like, really? You didn't want to approve my outfit? Okay, I'm seeing camel toe. Like, what's really going on?
Oh, my God.
You know, whole other thing. But it was super, super fun.
Julie Black, we're so proud of you, and you've done Toronto and Canada proud in making this subtle change. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for the laugh. You gave me a good hit of oxytocin this morning.
All right, and likewise, you did too.
Okay, take care.